right, I finished your story about Rabbi Cavil and the politician.
Repeat that?
Yeah, just.
I remember years ago when I was covering legislature, I took Rabbi Cavil down to Dover with me, introduced him around. Later in the day, one of the senators from Sussex County came up to me and he says, "Do you mean he's really a rabbi?" I said, "Yeah, why?" He says, "Well, I always pictured a rabbi as a man who had a beard and couldn't talk English." So that's the importance of getting around and letting people know who you are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
I'll stop.
Mention some of your friends, people that you knew at the time that were active in the Jewish community, possibly the community at large, Gentile community.
Well, of course, the top, because there's a with a prominent family, they had a nationally known men's underwear factory at 3rd and French Street. Mm-hmm. And there was Louis Topkus, Charlie Topkus, William Topkus. There were three brothers active in it. And then there were their children. And of course, the Kyle family, my wife was Sylvia Kyle. They had the automobile agency and car supply store at 11th and Daniel Streets. My father-in-law, Max Kyle, was very active in the community, and I guess a member of all the congregations. And there were many others. As a matter of fact, I have given the Jewish Historical Society a poster with the inset pictures of people who were prominent in the campaign for Jewish welfare during World War I. And I can still remember meeting at the Turner Hall, which was located at 8th and French Street. There was a big campaign meeting there, and P.S. DuPont was there, and he mentioned something about his Jewish background also, the Bielin family, mm-hmm. B-E-L-I-N, being Jewish. And there were many others also who were very active, both in city life and in the Jewish life.
I'm thinking of the sister of the Topkus brothers, Aunt Sally.
Yep. Gins, I think is her name. Sally Gins?
Oh, yeah. Of course, we all knew her as Aunt Sally, and she was very active in the women's movements. And the Topkins Theaters, they had a chain of movies here in Wilmington, and they finally sold them, I believe, to the Warner Brothers. I had an uncle, Dr. Abram Halperin, a medical doctor who was the first doctor sent overseas from Delaware in World War I.
Did you know William Topkus when he went to Israel in about 1925? Did you know anything about him?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm about finished, so anything else you want to conclude with? I think we covered you pretty well. I don't know whether, is there anything we missed that you want to add to that tape?
I can't think of anything.
You did a good job at the beginning, so.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for talking to us, and this tape is going to be on file at the Jewish Historical Society. At this time, it'll be at 5th and Market Street, so if any of your family decides they want to listen to it, they can, catch up on what you did, who you were, who you met, in your your observation, so it's, you know, we certainly appreciate it. You have an interesting life.
I have another interview scheduled this afternoon. That's the reason I made this one a little earlier than you.
Yeah, okay.
It's Generations Online, which is the internet service that we use here. They're sending a couple of representatives down to interview me also.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.